BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear. Gemma is here off of The Only Way is Essex. Hiya, love.
Hello, Scotty. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, I just thought, you know, I knew you were going to be in the area, so I thought, you know, it'd be nice for you to pop in, because, as you know, I've loved you from the very start. The first time we saw you, when you were selling that car, and you wanted a man that could order the wines and all that.
It's all about the man that can order the wines and all that.
See, we discussed this on air. I don't think there's any man that knows how to order the wines and all that. I think they're just blagging it.
Any man out there that does, contact me ASAP, because I need a man.
Do you?
Yeah, desperately.
Still looking?
Still looking for love.
I need to say, first of all, the actor Russell Tovey has been on. He tweeted me earlier. He's in Being Human, loads of other things. And he loves you a lot. You're his favourite on the show.
Oh, thank you.
And he says, can you ask Gemma if she has a BMW 1 Series in gunmetal grey available?
Yes, honey, I can source one for you. 18-inch alloy wheels. Do you want the 18-inch alloy wheel look?
I presume so, yeah.
Okay, definitely. I can sort this out. Bit of Bluetooth, bit of sat-nav. I can sort it out. I can totally sort him out a car.
Because how long were you a car sales lady for?
I was selling cars for Sytner for 4 years.
Right.
And totally loved it. Started off as a receptionist making cups of tea and, yeah, nicking all the biscuits. And then basically, I was like, do you want a biscuit? No, we're all right, thank you, lovely, because I'll have them.
Yeah.
And basically, yeah. And then my boss, fantastic boss, he approached me and said, do you know what? You're wasted behind that reception desk. You are so funny. Come and have a go at sales. So they sent me off to the BMW Academy. And, yeah, I had the chip implanted. Next thing you know, I'm selling cars, got all the swagger going on.
And all that.
Bang, bang, bang. Anyone driving around Essex in a white convertible, you know I've sold it. You know I've sold them their car.
You're quite. We went for a night out recently, and you're very proud of that. You're like the car saleswoman of the whole of Essex.
Yeah. I am known for that. I'm, like, legendary in Essex for being the girl to buy your car off of. So, yeah, if you want a car, anyone, give us a call.
So are you still doing that or what?
On and off, to be honest with you, Scott, because I'm so busy since being on the show. Mm. You know, my life has changed, being honest about it. But I will be at Sytner soon. I will be doing a weekend event there. Mm. So come on down. You can have the ultimate driving experience with Gemma Collins.
She's gone into saleswoman mode. We've got the rims.
We got the Bluetooth.
We've got the Bluetooth.
It's all about it. I don't think if you free mats. They're expensive.
They are.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll sort that out for you. But, you know, just I want everyone to know, if they do come and buy a car from me, they will always get the ultimate Gemma Collins experience.
I've never had a car saleswoman on this show before. This is brilliant.
Move over.
Yeah. Now, when we went out, you showed me a proper Essex night out, didn't you?
I did. You had fireworks, Scott.
I had fireworks. It was brilliant. So if people don't know, I mean, obviously they've seen the show, but what is a Gemma night out?
Gemma night out.
How does it start? What happens?
Okay, it's all about the Gemma night out. You start getting ready about 5:45. You start with your bath. You start applying the cream, sticking the rollers in the hair.
Yeah.
You get out your bronzers, the perfumes, everything. You've already got the outfit hanging up, yeah?
Yeah.
You're focusing on having a few glasses of wine or a couple of brandies before you go out to liven you up.
Yeah.
But in Gemma Collins style, it is all about the pre-drink.
Right.
As you know, Scott,
I know, yeah, you
when
were
you
all
arrived
about that.
In Brentwood High Street, you wanted to walk straight into the hut.
Met you next to McDonald's.
Yeah, we met next to McDonald's, and I didn't go in there and have a Big Mac, everyone, by the way.
No, you
stayed
didn't.
Off it.
No, that was just where we were going to meet.
Yeah, we was meeting there, and I said, Scott, let's go for a pre-drink. It's all about the pre-drink. So we went, we had a couple of pre-drinks. And that is the Gemma Collins night out. You walk into the nightclub, you scan the joint, you see who's hot and who's not. And who's going to, you know, potentially be able to order you the wines and all that.
Yeah.
But, I've got to say big up to Mick, because he sorted us out loads of vodka that night.
Bless Mick.
And sorted me out a little complimentary bottle of champagne, LPR. So, thanks, Mick.
And how did Scott fit in Essex?
Essex loved Scott Mills. I am not being funny. We popped out into the courtyard, didn't we, for a bit of fresh air. We were rocking the moves.
Yeah.
And, he got mob lynched in the courtyard. It was a joke. I had to rescue him, actually.
When I arrived to see you, me and my friends went on a minibus.
Yes.
Like, everybody was flocking to you. It was mad.
I know. I get it every time I go out now.
It's madness.
It's really random, like, especially when we're in Brentwood. Like, everyone, I was always a bit of a face anyway, because I've supplied most of their mums and dads, nans and granddads, aunt, uncles, their cars.
Right.
You know, so they all know the Collins. But, yeah, it's just gone through the roof. Wherever I go, people want a picture.
Yeah.
They want a kiss. They want to just
photographers.
Touch me.
There were... They just want to touch you.
Yeah, there was paparazzi there, wasn't there?
Are you loving it?
I would not change this for the world. I feel so lucky to have been given this opportunity. Thank you to, you know, Lime Pictures and ITV2, because they have just totally put me on the map.
Yeah.
It's like me selling you a car and, you know, everyone loving it and then, you know, just bigging you up from that. I can't thank them people enough.
I can't believe you're... like this in real life.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think
exactly
it's amazing.
The same. It is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm no different. What you see on TV is what you get in real life. You know, I'm a real life 30-year-old girl.
Yeah.
You know, I dream about being married, having babies.
You want to be a princess?
I do.
You were even wearing a tiara that night.
I know. I was actually,
you
weren't
were.
I?
It was a nice look. Yeah.
I just got to find my prince. And you know, it's interesting. I'm on my journey. Wherever it's going to take me, who knows? But if not, I'll just go back to selling cars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
so,
you're very good at it, you are too.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, thank you.
Right, what's all this about fitness and all that? Every time I see your tweets and everything, you're always at some boot camp.
Yes, I am rocking a number one boot camp at the moment. It is very hard work, Scott.
Why have you decided to do that?
For my health, actually, you know, I am working with New Magazine at the minute. So if you do want to do my diet, pick up New Magazine today. And find out what I'm eating.
Other magazines and diets and cars and everything else are
available.
Yeah. And can I just say, there's three cakes sitting in front of me now. We've got a donut, we've got a French fancy, and we've got a bit of chocolate cake.
Yeah,
there's
we didn't
no
do that
cream.
On purpose. It's because someone's leaving. Is it someone's birthday or someone leaving?
Someone leaving.
Someone
upstairs.
Leaving
but
today.
Do you know what? I'm so motivated at the minute. I'm not even wanting to take a bite.
You don't even want it, do you?
No, I'm really focused on me. And the thing is, Scott, like, I'm such a normal girl. I've obviously overindulged in my life far too much. I love the champagne. I love the brandy. I love bronzer. Hairspray, even if I'm putting, if I stick a bit of bronzer on, everyone goes to me, Gemma, what the hell? Stick that bronzer away. You have got far too much on. But I'm just obsessed with it.
Mm.
But no, I'm loving the fitness. I've got to say, I feel so much better. But ultimately, I do feel gorgeous as I am, and I love my curves. However, my health was suffering because of it. I don't want to be promoting diabetes. I want them to just love Gemma Collins for being a total role model like Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
Same. I want to be the
of
Marilyn
Essex,
of Essex.
Of Brentwood.
Yeah.
What? But how thin do you want to get? Because I don't think it would suit you if you went really, really skinny. It would just be weird.
Yeah. You know, I will just keep going until I feel really, really healthy. You know, my blood pressure's dropped and stuff like that. You know, but as I say, read all about it in New and Star Mag and you will find out all the information.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, that's that. Now, do you remember the first time that we mentioned you on the show? Where were you?
Scott, I will never forget it. I was sitting in bed, okay? I was lying in the princess bed, yeah? I've got the pink TV to the left of me.
Have you?
Yeah, little pink TV.
I can't imagine what your house is like.
Come, you'll love it.
Is it?
Yeah, my mum. Yeah, because I live with my mum.
Yeah.
Still not managed to leave the parents yet and can't quite get away. But yeah, it's very quirky, my house. But no, I was laying in bed and I was knackered because obviously the show had gone out the night before. I was getting tweeted left, right and centre. I didn't even know what Twitter was. And my friend calls me up. Gemma, Scott Mills is talking about you on Radio 1. I literally jumped out my bed, started screaming to my mum that never gets up before 2 o'clock, yeah? She's like a total eccentric type of person, prefers her plants to human beings. She's like right random. And I was like, Mum, get up! Scott Mills is talking about me! And then basically, I went around the whole house, turned all the radios on, turned it up, I'm texting everyone. But I just laid back in my bed and I thought, do you know what? I feel like I've cracked it. I actually felt like I had made it. Aww. And I will never forget that, Scott. And thank you so much. And you know what? Everyone in Essex loves Radio 1 anyway. But everyone was like texting me saying, Scott Mills is talking about you. And I can remember I found it so stressful that I had to go and get Chinese at 12 o'clock. Because I was getting so many phone calls, I had to go and have a bit of salt and pepper squid and chow mein just to get over it. And I can remember sitting in the Chinese and going to my mates, I'm dipping my prawn cracker into the satay sauce. Can you believe Scott Mills spoke about me this morning? And she's going, Gemma, you're made. You've cracked it. You've just totally made it. Yes, I loved it, Scott, and I can't thank you enough.
You're my favourite. Gemma, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for popping in. It's been nice to see Gemma, hasn't it? And a lot of love for you on the text as well. So.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, Scott.
Love
thank you.
You.
Love you, love. Scott Mills.